Thank you. Welcome, everyone, to the Atlas II Fair of Opportunities Working Group on Wednesday, 12th March 2014 at 17 UTC. On the call today, we have Glenn McKnight, Olivier Crépin-Leblond, Tijani Benjema, Maureen Hilliard, Devan Antilaksing, Eduardo Diaz, and Wolf Ludwig. We have no apologies so far. And from staff, we have Heidi Olwisch, Carlos Reyes, Gisela Gruber, and myself, Julia Charvelin. May I please remind all participants to please state your names before speaking for transcript purposes. Thank you, and over to you, Glenn.
Hi, everybody. I don't know if you heard, Evan and I are down here at the end-to-end conference in Washington, but we had a bit of delay. They promised a major snowstorm, so we've made it to the airport, but the snow started to come, and we had to wait, and we just rolled into the ICANN office just this minute, so I'm still trying to get my Adobe up and operational. So in the meantime, if someone else, so what I've done is I've sent out an agenda, and if somebody who has access to the agenda, if they can humor me on this, then they can read it through.
Okay, if I could do that.
Please do.
So the item two is agenda approval changes. So if for those of you in the Adobe Connect, do you have any changes to the agenda? Can you just speak or raise your hand? So nothing. So I think it's been approved, Glenn.
Okay, thank you so much. So we can move to the next agenda item, please.
Which is recapitulation. So that's over to you for... looks like 23 minutes. I'm not quite sure what that means.
Not sure. I don't have access to it.
23/25, Glenn McKnight.
It could be the item, the action item associated with the...
Oh, I know. It's 23 minutes for that. So I think you just it was going to be a review. I think you gave yourself 23 minutes for that. So that's item three. So do you want to review some items?
I cannot get into my files since I'm here.
Okay. Carlos and Ariel, I'm not sure, are you in the same room as he is? Can you get into the AC so you can log into the Adobe Connect so he can see, please?
This is Eduardo for the record. I can help Glenn.
Eduardo, go ahead. Eduardo.
And you can add to it. The first action item here has to do with the staff update on Tim Berners-Lee as a speaker. It's a combination of items 4 and 5. And action 4 is identify the keynote speaker, and 5 is to follow up with CR on connecting with this speaker. So, Heidi, do you have any ideas if CR connected with Tim?
So I wrote to Sally and Duncan, and Duncan is reaching out to Tim Berners-Lee to find out if he's going to be in London at that time. So they're working on it, and I hope to have a response shortly for you on that.
Okay. It's Glenn. Do we have a plan B if he's not available or willing? I'm hearing myself here. So if he's not able to do it, who do we have as a second stringer for this?
One person, if I could suggest, is Paul Matapetris, who works with ICANN. So he could be someone that would want to, could speak, and given his background to the internet, he might be.
Okay, thank you. Any discussion on that, on the alternative, in case our first stringer doesn't come in? Anyone have a comment?
This is
Tijani. Sorry, Eduardo. I'm into the Adobe now. Thank you, Eduardo. Tijani, can you, and then Eduardo right after that.
Yes, thank you. If Tim cannot come, perhaps we can rely on Steve Coker. He has a very good knowledge of the internet. He was one of the three champions of the internet, and he's now the chair of the board. So I think he's a good choice.
Okay, so we have two. Before I get to Eduardo, I'd just like to reiterate, Wolf has typed in. He's also suggested Lawrence Lessing, and as well. So we have our three names as well, Steve Crocker, Lawrence Lessing, and our first ringer. So, Eduardo, over to you.
This is a wonderful record. I just wanted to comment that, which is, you know, we're going to have a speaker there. One of the purposes of having a speaker, other than the speak, you know, the speak itself, is to motivate people to go and see this person. I just want to comment on that. I don't know who Lawrence Lessing Ick is, but and Patrick, I have seen him. I mean Paul, I have seen him in other ones. I don't know how motivated people will be to see these people. That's just a comment. Thank you.
It's Glenn. Let me just comment on Lawrence. I've heard him speak. I believe The Bazaar in the Cathedral is a famous book. He came out speaking on issues. I think he's a much more balanced. He's a lawyer. He's a much more balanced than Dr. Richard Stallman. Very inspirational. I agree with Wolf on the suggestion, if he's available. But I believe he's out of Berkeley, my only opinion. Over to you, Olivia, please.
Thank you very much, Glenn. It's Olivia speaking. Are we speaking of any speakers at the moment, or specifically on the one that we've listed?
Anyone. These are just, we're looking for in case of. Our prime speaker is not available. It's an open discussion of suggestions, and if you are endorsing anyone in particular, please speak up. Go ahead.
Okay, thank you very much, Glenn. It's Olivier speaking. So during the various meetings that have taken place locally in London with Sally Costerton and her team, since we are organizing the wider ICANN 50th meeting as well, I have been put in touch with the Edelman organization, which is the PR firm that is there to facilitate all of the relationship, not only with the press, but also with speakers or any local speakers that they might wish to get a hold of. So with Sally Costerton's blessing, one of the discussions that we had was whether we could actually have this Malala, I think her name is, Malala Afshafai, or I don't know her exact name, to be able to address us. And the reply, and this was a request or a question that was asked a few months ago. I have recently, in the past week and a half, received a reply that unfortunately she will be in school and not be able to address anyone or to make any appearance at the ICANN meeting. Now, in addition to this, though, my reply to the people at Edelman have been to make some suggestions on who else could be, could basically be a potential speaker, and I'm awaiting a list of the people that they would be able to bring forth. Some might need a fee, but I'm also in discussions with Sally Costerton if just ICANN could pick up the fee, since that the person who would likely come to speak to us would likely also be involved with other events during the same day elsewhere in ICANN as well. So that's the current status on this. I have no names to bring forth. I know that the name Tim Berners-Lee was mentioned, but the he's always mentioned with pretty much everyone. As you know, I did ask Vint Cerf, and Vint is not able to make it. He's going to be elsewhere in the world at the time, but he's ready to produce a video message. If you want to have a video message, I would say if we were to go forth with a video message, I'd say make it like a 30-second video message just to say hi and to thank everyone. But that definitely doesn't replace a speaker. That's my update. Thank you.
Great, thank you. And that's really valuable information on possible sponsorship that could be for a speaker, and that could expand our list as well, except for Elvis Presley. He's dead. So, sorry, Wolf, over to you.
Okay, this is Wolf Ludwig for the records. I just want to underline, if Tim Berners-Lee won't be available, my next preference really would be Lawrence Lessig, because he is such a great figure. He has really delivered standard works for the open internet, like codes and other laws of cyberspace, free culture, the future of ideas, etc. Everything which goes in the direction of what we usually defend, what is an open internet. And Lawrence Lessig would be an excellent speaker for that. I had the opportunity to listen and follow Lawrence already twice. He is a great and exciting speaker, and he would be really, if Tim Berners-Lee isn't available, he would be the next best opportunity for our community, I think. Thanks.
Great. Thank you so much, Wolf. Great endorsement. Okay, if anyone else has a comment on this item, or we'll move on. Olivier, did you have something more, or is that your just hand up from before? Okay, it's down. Okay, if we're finished with this topic, if we can move on to the next topic. It's 4.2, and it's item in the chart that has been created. It's 007, and I'm asking out to the RELOs that are on this call if they can ask their community for volunteers to organize their RELO displays, the literature, their how they would like to set up their tabletops. Eduardo has, and I discussed this week, and we've sent a diagram on the layout of what the room will look like. So each RELO will have an area that they can decorate. So this is a request to the individuals on this call representing your RELOs. If you can step forward and assign someone, or you could suggest someone with your RELO to take this responsibility. So I guess we'll start from Narello. It's just me and Eduardo. That's I have Judith who is asked to volunteer, so I'm going to assign Judith as the person responsible for Narello to be responsible for the table. I'll like to turn to Dev with Lacrello. Dev, could you assign someone, or would you like to volunteer?
This is Dave. I can assist. I'll get back to you on who could possibly be the person responsible. I'm thinking Fatima Campanero might be the person.
Okay, that would be great. Thank you so much. Okay, I'm going to turn Maureen with your area. Do you have someone or yourself that would be like to take responsibility for your RELO table?
Yes, I'm sure that AP RELO will be able to put something together. We've almost got the last couple of years, we've sort of like had to organise the showcases and things like that. So we've sort of like got a team that's pretty well set to do something like this. So I'm sure, and I will raise it with Sirinush, and it will come up at our AP RELO meeting in Singapore.
Thank you so much. I'm just looking at the minutes being typed. Heidi, if you're typing the minutes for Narello, it's Judith Epperstein for the Narello assignee. Okay, Europe. Wolf or Olivier, do you guys have anyone that you'd like to assign, or did you guys want to be responsible for it?
Well, let me step in. It's Wolf Ludwig for the records. As I noted in the chat, we will raise the issue after the Singapore meeting.
Okay.
At the moment, we have other priorities on our agenda.
Okay.
And I think we will put this and discuss this in our April monthly call and assign somebody after the call in April.
Okay, thank you so much. Yeah, this is not to sort of, because they're not on the call, to volunteer them, but if you could have someone that could be arranged, and it's great to do it in Singapore. I'll turn it to Jenny. Is there someone that you could suggest? If are you as well as Wolf, you want to delay it till Singapore?
No, I will not delay it to Singapore. We have a call today after
okay.
this call, and I will point and we will decide. But most likely it will be the chair of AFRALO, Aziz Hill.
Excellent.
But it will be confirmed the call.
Great, thank you so much. I notice in the chat that Olivia has suggested Prince William to take care of the Urello table. That's really great suggestion, Olivia. Look for it. It'll draw a lot of people to his table. Okay, so that takes care of item 4.2. I'm going to move to 4.3, item 008, request for Urello volunteers for each region to collection of their music. So one of the suggestions, and it was an excellent suggestion, rather than just have a showcase musical act, it would be low volume music throughout the entire event, but each Urello has someone assigned to collect representative music from their region. So is there anyone on the call here that would like to step up and say, yeah, I'll do that, or I'll find someone? And I'll just leave it open. I won't single anybody out. I'm looking for hands. There we go. Tijani, please.
Thank you, Glenn. Also, we will find someone today after the call.
Perfect. Thank you. The note-taker, please put my name beside the Norella one. I've already thought of a number of songs already. We'll come up, Dev and I will come up with my good friend Dev, we'll come up with a solution of how to put it in, whether copy.com or Dropbox. We'll come up with a great way to for the song assignments. Okay, so moving on. Yes.
This is Heidi. Just a few quick points, if I might. The first one is I thought that the group had decided that to get live music, to get a band or some bands or musicians that could play these various cultural music, rather than having it be taped. And then just for your information, Glenn, Anthony Nigani, who is the person coming in from Telecommunities Canada, he is a professional, not professional, but a very, very good flute player. He's played with symphonies, so you might want to, and he's planning on bringing his flute. He's aware of that music is often played at the showcase, so you might want to reach out to him. Proficient, thank you for the word. So you might want to bring him in. Mm-hmm. So you might want to speak with him about that.
Okay, I shall. Let me go back on that issue of taped music versus live music. I might be wrong on this, but I had the impression, and correct me, please, for the rest of the group, whether they had the same impression as I did, or that Heidi was looking at strictly live music for the event. So anyone have an opinion on that? Okay, Eduardo?
This is a wonderful record. I think we had this conversation before, and the reason I think it has to do with money. It's this is really a networking activity, and we just wanted to have the music as a background type thing, not like a show type. Thank you.
Yeah, I believe that was also Wolf's suggestion as well. Tijani, go ahead.
Yes, thank you, Tijani speaking. It is a matter of time also, because if we spend time for the music, we will lose it for other things, for networking. If we take the attention of all the attendees for the music, we will lose time. We decided before that it will be a background music from all the regions of the world, through the ALSs. Thank you.
Yeah, it's Glenn for the records. Heidi is typing in here. She's suggesting a mix of both, perhaps. Yeah, Heidi, my impression was that we were skipping the live performance to focus on networking and the social interaction between all the relos and the guests rather than sitting and watching an entire performance. But I'm not against having some performance, but it's up to this committee as a group to have consensus on this. But I'll leave it open to the floor if you want to continue this discussion on what Heidi's suggestion is, to have some recorded music that's softer, lower, and then some live performance as well. So I'll turn it to for discussion. Anybody have an opinion?
Sorry.
Go ahead. Who's this?
This is Dave.
Okay.
This is Dave speaking. Just something that just occurred to me. Do we have to worry about, well, copyright issues and like the, you know, to get licenses for the music because you're playing it in such a space? I'm just thinking aloud.
That's a good point. We can look into the I know in Canada, if you do if you play songs, you have to make sure it's in compliance, and that's true for even if it's a live performance. There's always a residual that has to be paid. Okay, well, it looks like this is a bit of a curve in terms of what we can do. Can we table this to our face-to-face meeting in Singapore, which is in a fairly short period of time? Do we have consensus on that we can have at our next meeting in Singapore, we can discuss this in more detail? Okay. There's some... I see one. Eduardo has agreed. Everyone else okay? Tajani has agreed. Okay. So it looks like we're... Thank you so much, everyone, for tabling this. So let's just move on. I'm very aware of everyone's time, and I do appreciate everyone spending the time, especially from the people from the other side of the time zones joining this call today. So can we move on to item 0.11, which is the staff update on food for the event. So if I can turn to staff, Heidi, please. Item 4.5, it's the update on the food for the event.
So this is Heidi. On that, I have not had any updates. I think we're going to need to wait until we know how much sponsorship we're going to get for that, because that's going to determine our budget.
Okay.
As soon as we have some more information on the sponsorship, we can move forward on that.
Okay, so right now we have toothpicks and water. Is that correct, Heidi?
I think we can arrange that, yes.
Okay, thank you so much.
There is some funding, even if we don't get any sponsorship. There is some available money, but we just need to... We've already booked the room for the dinner on the Saturday night, so we are committed to that actually now. So we do need to get sponsorship.
Perfect. You're right. Okay, thank you so much. So we do have a little bit of money set aside. We don't know how much it is, but...
Just to recap, again, that money has now been set aside for the dinner on Saturday.
Perfect.
That's going to be a buffet dinner at the Paddington Hilton. So that's about a 5-10 minute walk away.
Okay. Now, Heidi, is that taking us to the next item, 4.5, the room assignment? So is that where the event will be at the new venue?
No. So this is Heidi. So for that, the fair itself is going to be in the ALAC room. So I sent the sketch to meeting staff, and they're looking at it, and they just need to get more information about that. At-large staff, just knowing how things work in the past, we know it's very difficult to move the table setup. So right now, you know, you might have that U shape, but, you know, we're going to be working with meeting staff very closely to see how close we can get to that sketch that you've developed.
Oh, gosh. It's Glenn for the record. I thought we had in our discussion that we weren't going to have that large U in the room, which we've historically done. So are you saying, I just want to hear you correctly, that we're going to have that traditional ALAC room with the big U in the middle?
Right now, Nancy Lupiano is working on that. And normally, you know, she does deliver in the end. And she's looking at it right now, so I have nothing to confirm that right now. She also is going to be, she's been invited to one of the Atlas organizing committees in Singapore. So I'm hoping that she's going to have an update here in the next few days or definitely at that point. But we'll know for sure in Singapore.
Okay, thank you. We got a lot of people with their hands up. We're going to go through Olivier first, Eduardo, then to Gianni. Olivier, please.
Thank you very much, Glenn. It's Olivier speaking. I have had now a dinner in that room, and it's quite large. But, of course, with the U-shaped tables in there, that would probably make it a little bit more awkward because we'd also have the projectors, etc. I have spoken to hotel staff, and they are adamant they don't wish to change the room settings. So it would have to be, if we were to take the tables away and clear the room up, it would have to be something to do with Veriland, who are the people who usually sort of do the setup and put things on there. It would really have to be with them whether they want to take it apart and then rebuild again for the next day. Thank you.
Okay. Eduardo, you're next.
This is a wonderful record. Having a U-shaped table in the middle of the room is not conducive to networking. I mean, we saw something like that happening in Toronto as a past experience. So we should shoot for having a room with no tables, like a U-tape. I mean, U-shaped table. Thank you.
Okay. To Gianni.
Thank you, Glenn. Tijani speaking. With our discussion with Nancy should be with the mention that the ALAC room is not adequate for the fair. It's not. It's not because there is the tables. It's not because there is the boxes of the interpretation. It is not because even if it is emptied from the tables, it will not be enough for an event for all ALSs. We are, if we take only the ALSs representatives plus the ALAC members, we would be more than 180. So I don't think it will be an adequate place for the fair. And we have the, why we don't want to go outside the hotel, it is because we want the other community members to come in our event. And if we have this small room, and I say small room because it is a small room for this kind of event, we will not have people coming because there will not be places, or it will be very crowded and people will be fed up and they will go immediately after arriving. So we have to tell her that this place is not adequate. We need something, even if it is an open space, something wide, something where people can walk, can go, can speak, can talk. It is very important for this kind of event. Thank you.
Great. Thank you so much. I'll turn back to Eduardo. Did you have something to add to that, Eduardo?
Yeah, this is Eduardo. I just wanted to mention that in Singapore, during our ALAC meeting in the morning on Wednesday, Nick and Nancy will be there, and we can talk about this in more detail with her in the group. Thank you.
Okay. So, Heidi, I think the consensus is that all of us I'll correct myself, Glenn, for the record. I think a lot of people have expressed an opinion that they're not happy with that concept of the U configuration. So I'll turn to Olivia.
Thank you very much, Glenn. It's Olivia speaking. For those of you that were in Atlas One, I believe, this is just from memory now, that the room is about the same size as the size of the room we had in Atlas One. Maybe a little bit bigger, but not significantly bigger.
And the room in Atlas One, of course, was for the fair in Atlas One, and so many of you might now remember it. Thank you.
Thank you, Olivier. Mike, before I get to you, to Johnny and Wolf, my comment, I remember having a display at the Mexico One, and I thought it was very conducive. Even though it was a small room, we didn't have the hindrances, I think, we had in the Toronto example, and I thought it was much nicer for social networking. So, Johnny, back to you.
Thank you. The room was bigger, Olivier, and it was not in the main venue of the ICANN meeting. So people from the other constituencies did come, I think. We were between each other. I don't remember that I saw a lot of people from outside of at large. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. To you, Wolf, please.
Yeah, it's Wolf Ludwig, for the record. Yes, to my memory, as well as Tijani mentioned before. The fair was in the same hotel where the whole community stayed, which was not the ICANN meeting venue. The room was a round room, rather big, but I remember it was quite crowded already at the time when we were not as many ALSs as we are nowadays. There were hardly any outside participation in Mexico City at the time. If we would like to attract some more attention in the broader community, then definitely the room we had in Mexico City would have been far too small. And if it said that the rooms in London and Mexico City are from the size comparable, then in my opinion, they are definitely too small for Atlas II. Thanks.
Okay. Thank you so much. Dev, is your question about the room layout, is that correct? Back to you, Dev. Dave?
Okay, this is Dave. Hi, this is Dave speaking. I was just trying to find the layout of the room because I was trying to visualize what this U-shape that everyone's speaking of. But just a question, and just throwing it out there, can the U-shaped room, the tables, can that be used as the reload displays? And then basically it'll be like a center conduit for the five regions in that U-shape? Just a suggestion.
Not Olivier doesn't like your suggestion. He's put an X there. Anyone else?
It's not that I don't like it. Olivier speaking, Glenn. It's a negative. I've been in that room. Think of the U-shaped being our usual U-shaped table size. Same sort of size as what we had in Buenos Aires.
Okay. It's Glenn for the record. Heidi asked me, what do I mean by invalid sketch? Earlier this week, we sent a sketch, but we didn't have a large U shape in the middle of the room. We organized the features of the room based on the sketch with scattered around the room was the five Rello, the bar, the kitchen facility, the AV equipment, and the reception table. So it was a much more scattered sketch. So I don't know. First of all, which room are we delegated to? Is it the same room as the Viscount room, I think? Is that the same room that we're still in? Heidi, can you clarify which room it is?
This is Heidi. I think it's the Windsor suite. Olivia, you've been there. But just to confirm, we're not confirming that it's going to be a U-shape. I've just heard from Nancy that she's looking at it. In
okay.
the past, it's been very difficult to move things once they've been set up, but we're all aware that this is a very special occasion, so she's going to do her best to accommodate you as much as possible.
Okay. Okay, so we can't be alarmist. Is that what you're saying, Heidi?
Yes, thank you. That's
okay.
What I'm saying.
Because ever since...
I thought I was.
I know you've been rattled ever since somebody has typed in that we're going to use your credit card to cover the food expenses. So, in the chat box. So, okay, guys, I guess we'll find out a little bit further. Perhaps we'll know more on this when we meet in Singapore in a couple of weeks. Okay, so that's it for that item. Can we move on to the next item? Is 4.6, item 015. Olivier, it's over to you to give us an update on sponsorship, please.
Thank you very much, Glenn. It's Olivier speaking. So not great news yet. I have followed up with all of the sponsors that I have emailed so far. I have met with Philip Grabenze of Affilius when I was in London on other events that were taking place. And they did come back and say it was a little bit steep for small organizations such as Affilius, but they would be making a counter-proposal that means that they might be open to actually have a multiple multiple sponsors for one event or do something. But anyway, they haven't come back to me yet, and that was just a few days ago. On the other hand, I've also met on Monday with Keith Drazik from VeriSign, and I have not contacted them, and he said, please send me that information. We need to look at that. So that's one additional potential sponsor that is currently now looking at the proposal and should be coming back to us. That's all for the time being. Thank you.
Thank you. Which leads us to the next item. Any questions to Olivier, anyone, before we move on to the next item? No? Okay. Next item is associated with the sponsorship, item 0.17, which is my report. I created a budget draft, and I've provided the URL for that. I don't have information yet, so it's not populated yet, but if there's any other categories we should be adding to that draft budget, please add your comments. Any comments, anyone? Okay, we can move on. Okay, one of the items that was discussed recently was special identification or lanyards or something that could be unique in terms of the organizers or the people involved with this event. So I want to leave this as an open discussion about some kind of identifier. I know that the event in Singapore, everyone is going to be wearing red for that event to signify the color of the RELO. So I just want to open this concept up for general discussion on any kind of special identification that we can have for the people participating. So turn it to the group. Okay, Eduardo, please.
Thank you, Glenn. It's Eduardo. I just wanted to mention that the communications group is working with staff in getting lanyards defined for the event, but not for the fair of opportunities, but for the Atlas too. And they're also going to have some kind of identification sticker in their badges. Are you talking here about a special identification for the fair of opportunities only?
That is correct. Just for the fair, not the Atlas event.
Okay, thank you.
So Heidi has said, is the purple color of the badges confirmed? Did you get that? Eduardo, can you speak on that?
This is Eduardo. I'm not sure what's confirmed by whom, by the communication group, Heidi?
Yes. That's what I meant. I know that you said yes, and Olivier said yes, but I don't know if the communications group has confirmed it.
Okay, well, I will check with them.
They will
most probably say yes. Purple is like the color that we always use for ALAC, right? Is that,
yes, purple is the ALAC color.
I'm going to ask them just for everybody participate.
So,
thank you.
Okay. So also on the issue of the for the at-large fair, would you like to have some pins or buttons prepared that say Atlas 2, and then we can hand them out at that fair?
to Johnny. I'm going to put you on hold there for a second. So if everyone could put in agree or disagree, please. And to Johnny, we'll get to you in one short second. Okay, I agree as well.
Okay, we'll start working on that.
Please, and that would be a great idea. Wow. We just need to work out the slogan and what's there. Okay, I think we had consensus. And can I turn to Johnny? To Johnny, go ahead.
Thank you, Glenn. I thought that we need identifier for the Atlas II participants, not for the for the fair, because the fair is an event inside the Atlas II Atlas II summit, and we need identifier for people who are there for the Atlas II. So this is the most important. What will be how it will be important to have some identifiers for people who will come to the fair. That means that anyone coming to the fair at the entrance, we will give him something to be identified. I find it not not the objective. The objective is to recognize people of the summit. I think this is a very important thing. And I come back to the question of Heidi. Yes, I was about to propose perhaps to emphasize that because I proposed it before. We need pin. We need perhaps other things. Perhaps we can have some sharp or something like this, on which we write Atlas II with the date and the venue, something that can remain for people. It is a very good thing to have something for the commemoration of the event. Thank you.
To Jenny, before I turn to Olivier, there was a question from in the chat from Heidi. Could you clarify, what do you mean by sharp?
Yes.
Jan?
A-sharp. It's French. A-sharp is French. No, I mean it's something that you put on your neck, on your...
scarf.
Do you understand what I mean?
Yes.
Yeah, perhaps, yes.
Okay, okay. Perfect.
Olivier,
okay, thank you.
Can confirm.
Okay. Olivier, over to you.
Well, thank you, Glenn. Yes, I can confirm. Some of you are speaking. I can confirm Ishak's scarf. I was going to suggest a pin for the Fair of Opportunities. For anyone coming in, they could have a pin. So that's not just restricted to Atlas II participants, but all of the invitees. So they can then walk in the rest of ICANN during the rest of the week wearing those pins, and that effectively is good publicity for at large, of course. And I was going to suggest a lanyard for all of our representatives, ALS representatives, so they could recognize each other as being part of Atlas II. And the lanyard would not be just the Fair of Opportunities. The lanyards would be distributed on a Saturday to replace their official ICANN lanyard with the color. And I thought that the color was going to be purple or something, and the lanyard could say, at large, summit 2, and then the date. And that's something which they could take home. And these are things which I think hold a strong personal value, strong emotional value, and are helpful also when meeting face-to-face, while at the same time not being overly expensive. I'm a little concerned that the scarves might be overly expensive. I have frankly no idea at the moment. We might just wish to check this out. But if we can't bear the costs, then certainly the lanyards are super cheap. Thank you. And the pins, too, of course.
Okay. I'd like to I know Wolf's, it's Glenn. Wolf's name is not up, but he was actually the most vocal against buttons, and he said it succinctly, they were boring. And we've had some discussion of scarves. Wolf, do you have anything to say on that?
Yes. It's Wolf speaking for the records. I was simply a bit opposed for the button idea because, as far as I can recall, the buttons we have used for years, and I have a whole collection at home. I put them on once, and for me, they do not have any real attraction value anymore. They are really getting boring and just more of the same. Therefore, I would prefer thinking about alternatives. Pens I find rather boring as well, but any sort of scarf, etc., what people can take home and or wear during the whole meeting, etc., which is much more promoting a sort of corporate identity than pins do nowadays. Therefore, I think we should be really careful with what kind of elements we would like to play for Atlas II. Thanks.
Great. Thank you so much for putting you on the spot there. Okay, it looks like we haven't the real consensus on this. Can we table this again when we have our face-to-face in a couple of weeks, if that's okay with everyone? And again, we have to find out what our budget is, right, Olivia? Let's, and Heidi has just added something there on ascots for men and scarves for women. I think that's probably the proper terms. Okay, so let me turn to the last item is other business. So let me throw this onto the floor for anyone to bring anything up. So is anyone have an item that we haven't covered that should be on these agenda calls? And I'll turn it to the floor. Okay, going once, going twice. Okay, let me turn to the one last item, is our next meeting. And I keep referring to the fact we should have a face-to-face in Singapore. Do we have a set time that we've set aside, Heidi, that we can have a face-to-face time with this group?
This is Heidi. There is no distinct fair meeting, but there are several Atlas II committees, and I'm just taking a look at, they're on Wednesday. So there's one in the morning. Let me just take a look here.
This is Eduardo Heidi. I believe in the agenda I sent, I had about a 20-minute time frame to discuss this item with Glenn in one of the two meetings. I think it's in the afternoon meeting.
Okay, yes. Thank you. So if we can just make sure that's in everyone's agenda, that could be at the, I think everyone's in this group is going to Singapore, correct? I think so. Okay, we'll just reiterate, we'll get an agenda for that meeting as well. So what time do we have that? That's the Wednesday at 2 o'clock, is that correct?
No, there's one, the second one is 16 to 1700. So okay. There's one, the morning one is, this is Heidi for the record, by the way. There's one, the first one is Wednesday 9 to 10:30.
Okay.
The second one is actually a joint meeting with the Capacity Building Working Group and the Regional Secretariat. That's 12:30 to 1400 on Wednesday. That's primarily to do with the Capacity Building Program. And then in the afternoon is the part two of the OC, and that is 16 to 1700. And yes, in the agenda, there is something. It's more for the PR. Here's the agenda item. It's more for the PR team, but it does include gifts, et cetera, I think. Well, it's somewhere in there. I did see that.
Yeah, like Eduardo, as we discussed, we need a time slot, even if it's a half-hour time slot, to pick up some of these tabled items, for sure. We'll have to work it out. So everyone, we'll make sure we'll have our agenda set for some time. We'll nail down the time, for sure. I think we need to do with some face-to-face stuff. So if anyone has items that they think is they've been impressed when they've gone to an event that they'd like to show us, bring the show and tells. If you've had different items, scarves, cats, beanies, whatever, that you've been impressed with, bring it along. So instead of just talking about it, if you have an artifact that you'd like to show and impress everyone, this will be the time to do it. So, okay, that is it. So thank you, everyone, for joining the call today. Is there any other final comments for anyone? It's a quiet group today. Thank you again. Okay, we'll see you guys all in Singapore.
Okay, gracias.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, everyone. Bye.
Thank you, Glenn.
So much, Glenn.
Bye.
Thank you. Thanks, everyone.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Thanks, everyone.